Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out Season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Holly Fry.
And I'm Tracy V. Wilson. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Welcome to Casual Fridays with Stuff You Missed in History Class. One of the things we talked about this week was Thomas Dorsey. You had been talking about the obviousness for you of doing an episode on James Baldwin recently, Thomas Dorsey kind of fit the same bill for me because he touched so many pieces of Black history that we have talked about on the show. And also, ultimately, his story and his legacy is very uplifting. I mentioned in the episode that I had heard a band play It's Tight Like That in New Orleans. I don't know if I said that was the song, but it was. And that I had asked the band leader about it afterwards. And that's how I started, thinking about him.
I don't think you did say the song, but as you were telling that story, I was kind of like, I wonder if this happened in New Orleans, just because I remembered. I don't know if this was on the same trip when you and I were both in New Orleans together, but there was just a lot of music happening while we were there.
There always is. That's New Orleans. It wasn't. It was on a subsequent trip that I went on with a bunch of friends of mine from childhood. So it was about a year ago, a little over a year ago. And it's funny because that song, to a modern ear, the lyrics do not sound all that saucy.
Yeah.
But at the time, and with the knowledge of the double entendres in play, I mean, there were people that were like, this is raunchy. How can you claim that you are a man of God and dedicated to sacred music and also making money off of this? That song sold more than 7 million copies.
My goodness.
And there's a reason it's very catchy.
Yeah.
And there's a reason that musicians even love to play it today, because it is really, it's a great song. The other thing that I have been thinking about a lot as we do this, and I kind of mentioned it at the top of the episode, is that even people that are not especially religious are often very, very moved by this genre of music. And I wanted to talk about a particular thing that happens that if I hope it's still happening, but it was one of my favorite things in the world, which is that when I used to run a lot of half marathons, at the end of
Disney's Princess Half Marathon, when you are about probably 0.2 miles from the finish line and you are completely exhausted and probably feel like garbage, you turn a corner and there is a huge gospel choir.
Oh.
And if that doesn't like power you through to the end, I don't know what's going on with you, because it is amazing. It's so good. And it's one of my favorite experiences I have ever had in my life, not just in running, not just at Disney. It's beautiful. And I don't think I'm particularly religious, but it is moving as all get out. So I hope they're still doing it. I haven't run that race in the last several years, but every year I did it up to that point where I stopped, they did it every time. And that choir also is amazing because they're out there often in the heat in Florida in full robes singing their hearts out, or sometimes on a rare year in the cold in Florida singing their hearts out. So it's really amazing. And if you are a runner and you haven't experienced that, I hope you get to, because it is like, it's a moment. It's just an amazing moment.
One of our episodes this week was the interview with Dr. Rachel Lance about her new book. It's just a couple of months old as of when this episode is coming out, called In the Waves, My Quest to Solve the Mystery of a Civil War Submarine. We talk about the book some in that interview. And I mentioned that I really enjoyed reading it because it's this fusion of the historical story and her research into solving this mystery. And also just the experience of doing the research, which at this point, we have solicited questions for a Q&A episode of the show that we are going to do. That episode has not come out yet. But one of the things that people asked us about a lot that we'll probably be talking about in that episode is like our own process. And so it was really interesting to me that she really just documented what the experience of doing all this work was like, because that's clearly a thing that people are curious about when it comes to any kind of research and project like this.
Yeah. Yeah. It always cracks me up. It's a question we field a lot during live shows. And I think in some ways it surprises people that we handle it very differently, as do most people, right? Like, I think there might be a supposition on the part of some folks that, like, there is a way to research certain things. And yeah, really, everybody can kind of figure out the technique and approach that works best for them.
Yeah. One of the things that I also really liked about this whole thing was the part about how people who aren't, you know, folks that have advanced degrees in history can still do meaningful work that is contributing to the field of history, even though they might be outsiders to that field in some ways. It's been a while since this has happened, but I know that you and I have occasionally been kind of tagged into conversations on Twitter at academic conferences where people are kind of bemoaning non-historians, in quotation marks, doing history podcasts, when, like, really there's a whole broad field of the things that people can contribute to history and can contribute to talk about history and to understanding our past a little better.
Yeah. For what it's worth, that's not a scenario specific to history.
Oh, sure. Sure.
There are lots of debates, like, in film. There are some people that think that, like, people that don't make films shouldn't have podcasts that discuss film from, like, a media analysis perspective.
Yeah.
You know, name any area of expertise or study that a person could have. And there are always people that are like, only degreed experts should talk about this.
Yeah. I, when the pandemic was really starting to cause shutdowns all over the country, I remember seeing a Twitter thread where somebody in the medical field, clearly frustrated by the pushback that was happening from people like did not have medical experience or medical degrees, said something like, name a field besides medicine where people who have zero experience and zero training think they know more than the doctors. And the replies were just like everyone naming their own fields. Yes. Anyway, I'm super appreciative that that Dr. Lance took time to sit down with us. And just one more time, in case folks have been meaning to get a pen and write it down, that book is called In the Waves, My Quest to Solve the Mystery of a Civil War submarine. Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule release to learn more.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.